Hi, so I'm Ayana from Respect Magazine, and I'm ready to get started whenever you are, if you want to get started with the interview.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, great. So thank you so much for doing this interview with Respect Magazine. I just want to start off by asking, how's everything going on your end?
Good. Everything's been going good, you know, with the new release of my song, just getting ready to start up the rollout. So everything's been going good. I'm excited. I'm happy with all the feedback that I've been getting. It's just been really exciting.
Awesome. So the new visual for Straight To It, what did you want your fans to get out of the visual?
Well, it was something that I did that I wanted to keep really simple. Just because of how organic everything even played out to be. Like my team, they wanted me to post a little more content on my page. So, you know, it's like, I know something that I do best is like freestyle videos. Those get like the biggest reaction. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a little freestyle video. And then I usually do more like introspective type of boom bat type of beats to really just get what I want to say off. But I was like, you know what? I want to have fun this time. So I just tried a drill beat. And it wasn't my first time doing a drill beat, but I usually just tried to stay away from them because it was so popular and I just didn't want to sound like everybody else. But then I'm like, you know what? Let me just do it for fun. So I did it for fun and it ended up coming out good. And then I went to the studio and I recorded the video. And the video itself kind of was going crazy. And so I went back to the studio and I extended it. I turned it into like an actual audio and then we shot the music video for it. So I wanted to just keep the music video really simple, given the fact that like the actual video and the storyline of how it even came about was so simple, you know?
Nice. And so you were raised in East New York, Brooklyn. Who were some of your like musical inspirations growing up?
Well, growing up, I kind of was exposed to different types of music early on. Like, I grew up in a household with a lot of my aunts, and they're from Trinidad. So, you know, I listened to a lot of gospel, a lot of calypso, a lot of soca music, reggae. And then as I got older and I started, like, venturing out myself more, that's kind of when I started getting into hip-hop. And I started listening to Nicki and Meek and Lauryn Hill and Jay-Z. So,
dope. All right, so you actually got what went viral. You got people like Nicki, Taraji P. Henson, Rain Dupree, and Sway in the Morning, like all these people sharing that. How was that? Yeah. How was your reaction from those people? Like you said, you just mentioned you listened to Nicki, so I'm pretty sure that was like crazy, right?
I almost broke my arm that day. But no, that was crazy. Like, just to see, because it's weird, like me following Taraji P. Henson, I would never think she would post me. Like, she's an actress. When I followed her, like, music was the farthest thing from my brain. So to literally like log into my Instagram and see my face on my timeline and it was from her page, I was so caught off guard and it was so crazy. And I was kind of like, that was like my second time I went viral, I think. But no, that was like the third. But that was I think that was the more impactful, that was the first impactful one for me, because it was like I seen a lot happen. Like, I went from like 5,000 followers to like 30,000 followers overnight, you know. So, and people were really like showing love and support, so that was really crazy for me. Sway, like being a hip-hop fan and things like that, when I started studying hip-hop and looking at the Meeks and the Jay-Z's go up to like Sway the Freestyle and things like that, that's kind of how I you know, built my penmanship. So it's like, I know Sway is such a big name and such a household name in the game. So it's like, to be in the same seats just as the artist that I look up to, it's a real crazy thing.
Yeah, that's amazing. And the female rap scene, what are your thoughts on the female rap scene right now? I know there are so many female rappers in the industry at this moment. What are your thoughts on the current female rap scene?
I like that it's a lot of females. Like, I feel like that's something we've been missing. I feel like this generation is way more accepting to having, like, multiple girls in the game. I feel like for a while, you know, it was a lot of competition, a lot of one at a time. But I love the fact that, and I think that has a lot to do with the internet, too, because it's like there's a fan base, there's a niche for everybody, there's a girl for everybody, and there's a guy for everybody. So I think the internet plays a major role into it. So I like the fact that there's a lot of females. And the females are performing just as well as the men. That's the great part.
So I want to ask you this question. Dream collaboration. Who is one like one artist that you have to collab with?
Dang, I have like three.
you can mention all three if you want, but yeah.
Well, definitely Nicki. Definitely Rihanna.
Oh wow, nice.
And Meek.
Nice, that's a pretty good list. So I want to ask you this: with the success of Straight to It, what are some things you have for like in store for 2021 as far as music wise?
A lot more content. I'm giving my fans multiple projects this year. Like we're going full steam because I haven't dropped a full project ever. Like I've been doing music since I was 8. I was performing soca, but soca is not really a genre where you need albums. Like you need singles. It's more of a genre where if you have a hot single, it'll carry you throughout the carnival season. So I never had to make an album. And when I started rapping, I was going viral for my freestyles. So this is kind of the first time when my fans are starting to hear songs from me and records. And we scratched the surface, really and truly. Like, we haven't even gotten deep into, like, the songs that I've really created and the concepts and the storylines. Like, people only heard a small, small fraction. So I'm really excited. You know, it's like my first time where I feel like my fans get an actual piece of me, you know. So I'm really happy about that. A lot of music. A lot of content, a lot of collaborations are coming as well. Like, I just was laying low, working, getting my game plan, but now it's like full steam ahead, and I'm really excited.
I feel it. That's dope. All right, so I want to ask you this one. What are you bringing to the game that's not already here? Like, as far as the rap music scene, you just said with female rappers, there's so many of them that's doing their thing right now. But what is something that you're bringing to the rap, the female rap scene, or just the rap scene in general, that's already not here?
Right. I don't know, many different things. Like, I feel most importantly, I bring that everyday girl. Like, you know, and of course, I love, like, the city girls and the Cardis and the things of that nature. But it's like, there is a person for everybody, like I said earlier. And I think we're just missing that everyday girl. Like, you know, not every day do girls want to talk about sex all day. But then not every day are girls super, super tough all day. Like, it's regular girls who go through everyday things, who one minute they're happy, one minute they're sad, one minute they want to party and be like the city girls, but then the next minute they want to be in their feelings about something. So it's like, I feel like I kind of bring that aspect, like that normality, because I feel like in this day and age, especially with social media, it's like the image that they try to put on girls, it's like you got to be like close to perfect, you know. So I definitely feel like I bring that regular everyday girl, you know, a girl that you either want to be my friend or you want to be like me, or you could just relate to me. Like, I feel like a big sister or a cousin. Like, that's how my fans treat me, because that's how real I am, and they see that.
Yeah. So with the being Black History Month, I have to ask you this question. What is one song that has to be in your Black History Month February playlist? Just one song.
Dang, I have a lot of songs. I could say probably as of recently, Championship by Meek Mill. Like, that song, I feel, is really, really important. Just even with how he comes into talking about it. And the new song with Nipsey and Jay, that's such a dope record. I feel like those just highlight what it, like a Black renaissance, like what it is to be Black, powerful, come from poverty, come from the system being against you, come from every obstacle possibly known in your way to not succeed and still beat that and be able to win. I think those songs definitely reflect it. So yeah, I would say those two.
Dope. So, biggest goal of 2021. What is the biggest thing that you want to accomplish this year? With, I know 2020 was like pretty terrible because of COVID, and hopefully it can get better in 2021. But what is the biggest goal for you in 2021?
2021. I don't know what could be the biggest goal. Like, I have certain things I want to do, of course. Like, I want to definitely at least hit Billboard this year. But in a sense of, like, the biggest goal, I don't know. I try not to. Of course, I have dreams and things that I want to accomplish, but I try not to let God's plan, you know? Like, I let God steer me whatever way that I'm supposed to go. So
I feel you on that one. So I want to ask you this because I write for Respect Magazine. What does the word respect mean to you? What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that word or see that word?
When I think of respect, I think of morality. Like, I think of you know, you gain your respect. People respect you clearly because you have morals and you stick to them and you stand in them, and it has value to you. So that's what I associate with respect, because anybody that's around me that's respected, or anybody that I know personally that's respected, they have some type of morality to them, you know?
That was a great answer. All right, so my last thing I want to ask you, it's not necessarily something I'm asking you, but it's like you have to finish the sentence. I'm going to end it with this because of it's been Black History Month. I Black is beautiful because go.
Dang, I got to think. This got to be good. I got to think about this one. My Black is beautiful because.
Yeah.
Because it could be many things I could say. My Black is beautiful because it defines adversity, and I still was able to overcome that and be the young queen that I am today.
Nice. Thank you so much, Young Devin, for doing
that. Thank you.
Yeah, that was dope. So congrats on what you're doing, and wish you the best on the rest of your journey. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Ayana. Appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Take care.